Welcome back to the Brothers Lame in Sports Happy Hour with your host Chris
and Jonathan.
So we're going to look at the wild card games from Sunday.
You know, Indiana at Baltimore. You know, we just got the news not too long ago of Ray Lewis saying this is it, his last year, and he's not coming back. He's retiring. There was speculation of all this when he initially got hurt, that we were all, you know, all this news and footage and flashbacks of the player and thinking that this was going to be it. So now that it is official.
And there's rumors that he's going to be joining ESPN as an analyst. So now that it's official, I'm sure his teammates and everybody in the organization, of course, you know, being the player he is, you know, of course, want to go out with him on top. They wanted him to go out with a bang. So they're going to do what they can, and they started off strong. So,
yeah, this is
the first step.
Yeah, win 24-9 at home in his last playoff game in Baltimore, and they made sure that they got that win for him. Baltimore is pretty much not in control. They were in control the second half.
Yeah.
You know, early on, this game was a little slow. You know, Baltimore just came out and proved themselves.
Yeah, they came out and proved themselves. But everybody said going into the playoffs that Indy had the worst roster, and it was proven as such. I mean, you saw Andrew Luck was getting hit constantly under duress all night. So it wasn't a great game for him. I mean, he threw 54 times. Which is a lot.
Yeah, that's way too many.
He broke Aaron Rodgers' rookie record of 48. I'm like, good Lord.
Yeah, 50 passes in the playoff game is not good at all. Especially, again, that was pretty close.
Yeah.
Until the end of the fourth quarter.
You could pretty much say the game got out of control with two pretty much long passes from Joe Flacco. One, a long touchdown pass to Anquan Boldin. Another one, a long catch to Anquan Boldin, and then Dennis Pigott caught a 20-yard touchdown. So, you know, big plays, can't have them in the playoffs. You got to be able to stop those big plays come playoff time, and Indy wasn't able to do that. Joe Flacco capitalized on the young corners that they got out there, and, you know, the rest is history.
Yeah, Ray Rice ran 15 for 70.
Two fumbles.
Yeah, those cautious. Are not good, man.
And then your backups getting more touches than you, more yards than you.
We had 13. We had 103 yards, almost 8 yards of carry. Nobody cares. Just getting it done. But, you know, the fumbles we don't like.
Nope.
We want you to get the ball more. We argued about it. And, you know, luckily, you know, the D stepped up. Indy was a little over their head, and they showed it.
Ray Lewis led the team in tackles. He's still showing he can play. At a high level.
Yeah. So. Reggie Wayne, 9 catches, 114 yards. So, Reggie Wayne's still giving you that business.
And for those who probably don't agree, Reggie Wayne is a Hall of Famer without question. I mean, you look at the numbers this guy's putting up. He's what? I want to say he's like fifth all-time now in receptions maybe. Or I might say he's third or something like that.
Someone to check
he's,
in on.
He's up there. He's high. Number wise, stat wise.
Oh yeah, but he's got now with Andrew Luck there, he ain't going nowhere.
Nope. So he will continue to put up numbers.
Yeah, it was a tough game for Andrew Luck. You know, of course his first game on the road in Baltimore with all the pressure on Baltimore.
Yeah.
Got the win for Ray Lewis.
And it didn't help that his offensive coordinator was, you know, ill and in the hospital. So
yeah.
That was a big loss for him. Yeah. Their play caller, so you know, they'll bounce back next year. They're very young. They just came off a 2-win season. So to be able to even make the playoffs after that is a step in the right direction for them. I'm sure, you know, they're going to surround Andrew Luck with more pieces, more weapons this offseason. So sky's the limit for them.
Of course. Vic Ballard, you know, had a solid game, trying to solidify himself as holding down that starting running back's position, 22 for 91. So you know, they got some building blocks.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, what, 2-14 to 11-5?
Yeah. Very good jump. So, you know, and Chuck Pagano, hey, make a catch for coach of the year. Even though he really didn't coach a lot of the year due to his leukemia. But, I mean, he was there through training camp, through preseason, through some of the, you know, through a lot. So, you got to look at him for coach of the year. And, you know, good luck to them next year. And then Baltimore going up against Denver, and Got to go to Mile High. Hope y'all can breathe. And it's just going to be a victory for Denver. Love it.
Yeah, I'm looking at Denver pulling this one out.
Love it. We already beat them once at their house this year. Now they got to come to ours. And the crowd is going to be sick. They're going to go crazy. Peyton Manning in his first playoff game back since the injury. Defense is playing lights out. So,
yeah, I can see this game. Both teams getting close to the 30s. But, yeah, I think the Broncos are going to pull that out.
I see Denver winning about 35-13. Call it a day. We're going to end it early.
And other game from Sunday that, wow, great game.
Great game and controversy.
Very much. Washington, RG3 at home versus the other rookie. Another rookie, Russell Wilson. And that tight, physical Seahawks defense.
And the Seahawks ended up pulling it out. They won 24-14. RG3 started off the game very well. You know, had made some nice touchdown plays, had two touchdown passes. But you could tell he was a little limited running-wise. You could tell he was limping. You saw he was in pain. So he had a little scare early on where his knee kind of got buckled. Right. And then he got smacked to the ground by one of the defenders, so I'm sure that didn't help.
Right, but you up 14-0, feeling good.
Feeling good.
And then slowly but surely, second quarter,
Seattle starts running it. Russell Wilson starts, you know, he starts making plays with his legs as people kind of forget that he can do. And they get back into the game. And then slowly but surely, you know, their defense is playing well. And then the hurricane hit. And RG3 on a bad snap. The grass in FedEx Field has always been questioned. And it just cost Washington their franchise due for the season. Knee buckled and he was down. Complete and utter silence in the stadium.
Ooh, that was scary.
Ooh, you could hear a pin drop in that stadium. It was so quiet.
I mean, the future of the franchise is on the
ground. He was down for a while. It was ugly to see.
Yeah, and you
felt bad for him.
Right. People started wondering, like, why is he still in? Because you did see plays where he's, you know, a couple plays where he ran out of bounds, and you can tell he's limping. You're like, should he actually be out here? But I mean, Kirk Cousins is...
He's a warrior.
Right. Kirk Cousins has proved he can fill in. You know, RG3 is our future.
But this is why everybody praised him so much. I mean, he is the...
I'm a warrior.
He is
a leader.
He is a true leader. He's a warrior. Mm-hmm. He wants to win more than anything in the world. He's already come on the record saying he wants to be the best quarterback to ever play the game. Yeah, hey, more power to you. But at the same time, dude, you're a rookie. You got many years ahead of you to play well. You got to put your health into accountability. Got to.
He can't.
Because it's hard for these football players to do that. It's hard for them to say, you know what, I'm too hurt to play. But when it comes, especially when it comes to a guy who runs and whose game pretty much is based off his athleticism and his ability to run, when it comes to a knee, you got to really be careful. Because had he taken, let's say, for instance, when his knee had buckled and then all of a sudden you see somebody just come from nowhere and clock him, who knows what could have happened to his knee at that point? Could have shattered it. Who knows? Luckily, nobody touched him. You know, he just kind of buckled. He fell on his own power and just nobody touched him. But I'm just saying, you know, you never know.
It feels like it's a double-edged...
it's a double-edged sword.
It's always it. You know, it made me think of Jay Cutler. It basically is fucked up how he didn't come in. Now, whether or not he wanted to go back in, it seemed like he did. Lovie Smith was like, you're not coming back in. And we're like, oh, he could have played. Why he didn't play? You soft. And then with LaDainian Tomlinson, why you ain't in? You ain't tough. And then he gets in. And then the fact that because he gets, you know, it looks like he aggravates it more. Oh, what are you? Why is he in the game?
Yeah.
No, what, you shouldn't have him out there at all. And you know, RG3, of course, is like, hey, I'm playing. Like, yeah, you ain't tell it. If you tell me I'm playing, I'm basically gonna come to you and just complain and bitch and be like, put me back in.
And I respect RG3. He came in after the game and said, you know what? Had coach pulled me out of the game, I would have been highly upset, disappointed, and I wanted to be out there. I told him I was 100%. Right. I told him I could play, and I was going to play. So he took responsibility for it. He was playing. He owned up to it. He played. He played okay in the beginning, you know, and it just unfortunately he got hurt. And then on the other side, got to give love to Russell Wilson in Seattle and Marshawn freaking Lynch, who
turned his career around. Many could argue
he could be the second best running back to Adrian Peterson in the league.
Could be. Because they pound it. 20 for 132 and a touchdown. I mean, he's been...
That trade for him looks like a steal now. My God. Buffalo, jeez. Just didn't work.
Nope. But people wonder with him, but he's come in and he's just...
He is a guy who's
giving you 100 yards, physical runner.
Give him the rock. He is a dude that needs... This is a 25 carry, give me the rock dude. Give it to me. And it works out perfectly with Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson feeds off him well. He can run the play action. And Russell Wilson does a good job making decisions. He's one of the few rookies who's come into this league that is his decision-making is probably, I would consider it elite.
Yeah, he knows what to do with the ball. He throws it away.
Right decisions all the time.
When necessary, when you see him scramble, and he only takes he only goes head first when he needs to. He will run and then slide, which I'm like, oh, yeah.
He'll run out of bounds if he has to. He'll throw it out of bounds if he has to. So he's smart with the ball.
He's a real deal.
He's very poised. So yeah, he's a real deal. And they play Atlanta coming up, and that's going to be a tough game. Because
their D has been aggressive and awesome and just shutting them down. And this is the major test. Who is going to win between
the key for
they DBs, they secondary versus the two-headed monster.
The key for Seattle, though, which a lot of people forget and pointed out after this game, Chris Clemens, their best pass rusher, might have tore his ACL.
Yes.
So you got to be able to get pressure on Matt Ryan, especially with Julio Jones and Roddy White on the outside, especially with Tony Gonzalez running through the middle.
Right.
So it... Your best pass rusher is probably out for the season, so that's a humongous loss for that defense. I think people underestimate how big of a loss that is, but that is a major loss for them.
That's a huge loss for them.
So their D is going to take a little bit of a hit coming up against Atlanta. But Pete Carroll, you know, he's done a good job. He's another one you can give. He's another candidate you could put up there for Coach of the Year. He's done a great job with the team. He's kept them focused. And,
People talked a lot of crap about Pete Carroll.
Yeah.
And how his game would translate over. And Seattle was not good. And they had that, 7-9 season to get into the playoffs. And
but he was an all right. He was an all right NFL coach before he went to SC. He wasn't terrible.
But people questioned all his moves. And I must say, people should be eating crow right now.
Yeah. A lot of people question when he picked Bruce Irvin in the first round. They were like, what the hell are you doing? Who is this guy? And he's been great. You know, they question him, taking Russell Wilson, starting him over Matt Ryan. I mean, excuse me, Matt Flynn. It was the right decision. You know, a lot of people question, should he give all that money to Sidney Rice? Sidney Rice played, been good this year. So, you know, he's made some good decisions.
He's built a solid team built on running and physical defense, which basically will always keep you in the hunt.
One of the most underrated players on that team, coaches I should say, Tom Cable, offensive line coach, former Raiders head coach. Stupid. Raiders are dumb for that one.
Getting rid of Tom Cable.
Tom Cable was a decent head coach. Offensive line coach for Seattle. He has them running it.
But he's just not a good head coach.
Yeah, he's all right head coach. He'll get another job eventually.
It was just a bad fit all around at that time.
Was Oakland a bad fit for anybody at any time? So, I digress. But bringing up actually one of the most controversial things I heard this morning. Apparently, Mike Shanahan, when RG3 initially got hurt with his knee injury back in December 9th against Baltimore, apparently came out to the press and said that he got the blessing of Dr. James Andrews for RG3 to return to the game. Come to find out, Dr. James Andrews said that that's not true, and he never stated that. He basically came out and said that RG3 but they basically didn't allow them to view him and to look at him when he got hurt. They said he came in, he walked around through the players, and basically went right back onto the field. Mike Shanahan basically told reporters that he spoke with Dr. James Andrews. He gave him the green light, and he put him back in. So somebody's lying on that point. I hope Mike Shanahan... God, I hope Mike Shanahan didn't just come out and lie about that and just basically risk this kid's career, you know, for his benefit. So if that is true, that Mike Shanahan, you know, lied about this, I mean, he's going to get ripped a new one tomorrow.
Yeah, this was not.
Especially now that RG3 got hurt again. That just makes it even worse. Yeah, that just makes it even worse now.
And people are already just crabbing on him for, like, why you had this guy in during the game. Like, he clearly can't play, and you have to be the coach to say, you know what, as much as I want you out there, you know, you can't give your all to the team for it to be fully successful. Like, you're not mobile enough.
Yep.
And this is what we used, you know, this is one of your gifts, and you can't do it right now. And this is not a crappy defense. Like, this defense is swarming, and they will hit the hell out of you. Mm-hmm. So put Kirk Cousins in. He's been solid. I mean, shoot, you know, they had to do it with Minnesota, had to deal with it. I mean, nobody likes it. Damn. I'm mad at all these injuries and for these playoff games. Mm-hmm. Like, this is taking the fun out of these things.
Yeah.
But I hope for Shanahan's sake, because we already had that issue early on in the season where he basically said his team was done. He was
basically looking on the next year to evaluate.
You know, which, you know.
Rub guys the wrong way.
Right. Now, maybe it was that spark necessary, but.
But this, right. When you talking about pretty much lying, saying that, yeah, we got doctor's clearance and you didn't, and basically right. Putting this kid's health at risk, that's not cool.
No.
That's not cool. And he might have to go. He might have to go. Like, you, what? You were seriously, like, going to blatantly lie to the nation. Like, yeah, doctor said he was good. And then the doctor comes in and said, I didn't say that. What, really? Oh, we got a problem then. We got a problem. I know RG3 is a warrior. I know he wants to, you know, always be there for his teammates and play his heart out. But you got to get checked out by the doctors. As a coach,
you got to be smarter.
You got to be smarter than that. And you got to have him checked out by the doctors. I don't care how much of a warrior he wants to be. Make his butt sit down and talk to them doctors and have him checked out. Because let's see what the MRI says it is. Because if his knee is, like, jacked, it's really going to be a hot topic. Like, oh, you're talking torn ACL, if his knee is like MCL and all that, then it's going to be a huge topic.
Yeah,
then.
If he has to be out like 6 months or something long
term. If he's out like a year, we got a problem.
Oh, if it's like a major, like, tear.
I'm talking about like a ruptured Achilles, like freaking Adrian Peterson type injury.
Oh, people are going to be pissed.
We're going to have a problem. And like I said, that might cost him his job.
It might.
Unfortunately, but it might. And you got to be smart, especially when, you know, you got to be smarter than this. You got to make smart decisions. But yeah, you got to get caught up in the moment, and this is what happens.
Yeah, and you probably want to feel like this probably goes on, but it's just like y'all, all three of y'all just communicated bad.
Yeah, that was just terrible.
Yeah, you saying, you know, putting it on the doctor said okay, and the doctor was like, no, I did not.
Yep.
Don't put this on me.
Don't put that on me.
Don't you put this on me, Ricky Bobby. Like, man, no, he was like, nope, I did not say that.
Yeah, so Shanahan, you got to eat your words, and now you got some more explaining to do. So, hope you got it all prepared, sir.
I hope so, man. And Seattle's going to play Atlanta, and, you know, who do we think?
Does Seattle winning, does that pump up Russell Wilson for Rookie of the Year, being this hitting out that he is the only rookie quarterback left in the playoffs?
It does earn him a little more.
It's got to earn him some love.
Yeah, it's gonna probably get some votes to swing his way.
And especially now, if he ends up beating Atlanta, he's going to get some more points. It's going to be like, all right, this he's for real. He is the real deal. But you know what? One thing I will say for Russell Wilson's sake that I do appreciate, I hope he has now broken the stigma about these undersized quarterbacks, guys who are like 5'11", and really shown that even if you are that size, Drew Brees, you know, was like one of the first.
Right.
You know, you have a guy like Michael Vick who, you know, 6 feet tall, and then you got Russell Wilson who's like 5'11". So I hope this whole stigma about guys aren't tall enough is done with, because clearly they can do some damage. So I hope that is all squashed. And you know, if a guy is good and he can play. Period. That's just what it is.
Yeah, I think it'll earn some votes, but this is hard. This is a really hard vote. I mean, Russell Wilson was the quarterback of the best team out of those three. You know, and I'll say four, because I actually include Alfred Morris, too. 1,600 yards, 13.
If you want to get technical, you got to say five, because you got to throw Doug Martin's name in there. Don't forget about Dougie Doug.
No, I'm not throwing Doug Martin, but Doug Martin wasn't. I mean, he have a good season that Alfred Morris did.
But he had a great season overall. He
still had some votes. Mm-hmm. But it's a three-quarterback race.
Yeah, of course.
But, yeah, I mean, Luck had the weaker team.
Mm-hmm.
He had the weakest running back. Russell Wilson had the better running back. Russell Wilson also had the better defense.
Yeah, but you can also say that nobody knew that going into the season. Nobody knew going into the season that Seattle's D was going to be this good.
Seattle's defense was,
they had a good defense, but nobody was like, okay, they defense is like top three.
No.
Yeah, exactly. And nobody expected Russell Wilson. First of all, nobody expected Russell Wilson to start.
No.
Anyway. So, you know, kudos to him. And then RG3. He had the best stats at all three.
Yeah, lived up to the hype.
He lived up to the hype. And a lot of, you know, there are people who feel like Indy should have taken him first. But, you know, it's a toss-up. You know, you don't know. So you can make an argument for all three. Each and every one of them has a great argument. So it's going to be a fun race to see who wins. Mm-hmm.
Who do you think is going to get it? Who would you give it to if you had a vote?
If I had to choose?
Yeah, if you had a vote.
I give it to Andrew Luck. I would give it to Andrew Luck just for the simple fact that you had a team, just because of what you said. He had the least amount of talent around him. You had a team coming off two wins. And secondly, let's not forget, he had to step in, replace Peyton freaking Manning. It's not like he's replacing, you know, Matt Flynn. He's replacing one of the best quarterbacks of all time. So he has some expectations to live up to.
Right.
And so far, he's doing a good job. He did a good job. He led them to an 11-5 season. I really don't think there was much more you could have asked for out of Andrew Luck. So me personally, I think you got to give it to him.
Yeah, I mean, he throws for 4,300 yards.
Plus, that was the other thing. He was the freaking offense of the team. He threw, I want to say he might have thrown more than any other quarterback in the league. Like, he flung the ball more than I. Yeah. He threw it like 50 times every game.
Yeah, he had too many throws. Why his completion percentage was low. And why he threw
so many picks.
Yeah, he got 18 interceptions. Because he had to throw
so much.
And you're like, well, RG3 only had 5.
So it's like, I don't take that into consideration. Because I'm like, he had to throw 15 times, 1,000 times as much as RG3. So it's not, you can't compare that. Plus, yeah. RG3 had arguably had the best rookie running back in the league this year, too. So what? And Andrew Luck had no running back this year. So, I mean, what right. you going
to
do?
I mean, yeah, all three of them have a good argument and a good reason to win. But, yeah, like, I think it's just Luck just because you went from 2-14 to 11-5.
And the sky is the limit. There's no telling.
11-5.
With scrubs.
Yeah.
And I'm almost scared to see what he can do.
I mean, you still had,
players.
Like, you know, some of their old vets. But you did not think you're going 2-14.
You did not think with that any, nobody thought they were making the playoffs at all.
They even weren't. You can go back to the Colts when they had got drafted Peyton Manning. It wasn't like, all right, we're gonna go 11-5 this year. Nobody thinks that. Mm-hmm. And actually, you know, make the playoffs as the 5 seed.
I'm afraid to see what he can do with some talent.
Right.
I'm afraid. Watch out.
All right, so who you got? You think Atlanta's going to finally get over this hump and Matt Ryan will get his first playoff win?
Nope. I think Seattle's actually going to pull this one out. I have a lot of faith in Seattle this little playoff run. I think they'll be in the NFC Championship. Depending on who makes it, I'll determine my pick to see if they make it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we'll go there. We'll see how it turns out.
But I think Seattle pulls this one out. I think it's a very close game, and I see Seattle pulling it out 24-20.
I feel like Seattle's going to do it just because I believe you got a defense in the running game. You can do it, and Russell Wilson does enough. I'm not sure with Atlanta.
Because Matty Ice has been ice cold in the playoffs, so I don't
know. And I do feel bad that it feels like the people are just going to, like, oh, they can't win because we don't know they haven't won yet. But hey, this is it, Seattle. This is y'all test.
The same thing they say about Tony Romo. So, ain't no extra love just because you Matt Ryan, sir. If you ain't winning in the playoffs, we going to chastise you because you ain't winning.
I think Seattle's just rolling.
It was the same. Peyton went through the same thing where he couldn't win no championship and he couldn't beat New England. He was like, oh, Peyton, you can't win a big one. And he finally shut everybody up.
Yes.
You want to quiet everybody, shut us up, and win.
It'll take some time.
Yep.
We're going to take a quick break. Y'all listening to the Brothers Lame Sports Happy Hour.
Yeah, 1-2. H-A-V-O, a Miller, rocking over Dilla, paint the picture clearer than the mirror. I come from that era where everything matters. Lyrics counted for something, careers got shattered now. Everybody's rock stars, who am I to knock them nose? There was something if you do, you fall like a domino. Smoke a little tropical, niggas are so comical. But I've been stopped laughing a long time ago. Ain't nothing funny, head knocked off shoulders. Every time I spit, it's like I put the game in the Cobra. Babies in the game, it's like I'm pushing they strollers. Coming at me sideways, they in the rush to get older. First round is over, I ain't playing with them, no, I wake them up like Folgers. I'm a general, believe that, you're nothing but soldiers. Like, see, I'm a finisher, the number one closer.
I'm about my business, don't worry about me, homie, mind your business. Cause this is grown folks' business, nothing to do with you, so just mind your business. All day, every day about my business. Niggas keep talking, I'ma pop the biscuit. Keep playing, have your brain leaking that liquid. Sit back, enjoy the flow.
Yo.
We project livers, lick that liver. Run with a bag of cash and flip that wig up. Won't deny it, holding iron. Flows is giant, catching with 9 keys supplying. Come to my town, strap up. Underground kings with the crown blacked down and blacked up. Reef is the greatest, paid is Las Vegas. 19 a pop, catch me up top famous. Everything on my wrist, Swiss made. Run up in the Gucci shop, Glock warm, give me the Chris Wade. Everybody living to get paid. Everybody make it out the hood or get sprayed or get grazed. Yeah, yo, my style is trifling. Anything on my neck, hands is lightning. Come tear down, I might sing. Never on a stand, only my right hand with bright links. But still, baby, bro,
I'm about my business. Don't worry about me, homie, mind your business.
Cause this is grown folks' business. Nothing to do with you, so just mind your business. All day, every day about my business. Niggas keep talking, I'ma pop the biscuit. Keep playing, have your brain leaking that liquid. Sit back, enjoy the flow.
Yeah, beast mode. H-A-V-O, dudes get pops, ninjas sing like Neo. That's why you always catch me rockin' for Dolo. Police putting pressure, niggas actin' on homo. Can't fuck with them, puff on that piff, then analyze the game for what it is, watch for them landmines. Run but you can't hide, lyrical landslide. Homicide, know about you, but I got mines. Grind like the gears on the Porsche, I'm so driven. Foot to the pedal, I'm heavy-footed, there's no limit, no gimmick. What you see is what you get it. No skinny jeans, only thing fitting is my fitted. No, man. Some of y'all won't get it. I do my own thing, hold to my pivot. Yeah, life could be a bitch, but we live it to the fullest. Niggas just mad cause we chillin'.
I'm about my business. Don't worry about me, homie, mind your business. Cause this is grown folks' business. Nothing to do with you, so just mind your business. All day, every day about my business. Niggas keep talking, I'ma pop the biscuit. Keep playing, have your brain leaking that liquid. Sit back, enjoy the flow.
Yo.
Welcome back to the Brothers Lame Sports Happy Hour with your host, Chris and Jonathan.
That's right. Breaking news, folks. If you're a Redskins fan, or even an RG3 fan, you are about to be devastated by the news I'm about to tell you. It was what we thought it was. He finally met with Dr. James Andrews. And looks like he tore both his ACL and LCL. So he will have to have reconstructed knee surgery, out 6 to 8 months. We hope he'll be back for the opener. You know, I wish him a speedy recovery. I'm sure everybody's going to look at Adrian Peterson, and now, because of what he did, you know, some people will expect RG3 to come back a little quicker than usual. But RG3, this is your second ACL tear since 2009, take your time. Take as much time as you need to recover and get back to 100%. The hard thing for him is what Adrian, first of all, let's just distinct this. Adrian Peterson is a rare breed. Adrian Peterson is a workout freak, and I'm sure, like most, he was kind of, you know, worried about, you know, what if I make this wrong cut and such. But I mean, you can see as the season kind of went on, it left his mind. With most people, mentally, even physically as well, but mentally, it takes a lot of guys, like, damn near a year to get over this ACL tear and actually play like they actually can and get over it and not have that fear of, well, if I make this wrong cut, that'll be it again. I might tear it again. And that's the hard part of getting past it. It's just like, what if? There's always that one if. Mike Shanahan, hindsight is 2020, but, you know, I'm sure some people will be up in arms like, I knew he shouldn't have played him. He lied about him seeing the doctor. I knew it. I knew. He saw him limping. When he was limping, he should have took him out the game. It's like, look, he was limping, and yes, you know.
They were still all right.
If I'm the coach, I personally would not have had him running. I'd have said, you know, keep your butt in the pocket. You ain't running. You ain't scrambling like that. I'm sorry. You're going to have to be a pocket quarterback today. But, you know, he's a warrior. He wants to play to win. So he put it all on the line, and unfortunately, came back to bite him. So
I would like to read the papers and stuff in Washington, because I know the GM and the owner of the Nationals is like, see? Why don't you play Steven Strasburg? Yep. Come on.
It was like, I'm resting that for. And you know what? I was not even mad at the Nationals for doing that either. I was like, yeah, rest his butt. He's a long-term investment, not a two-day investment.
But this is...
It's the same with RG3. He's a long-term investment. He is not a now investment. Yes, he led y'all to the playoffs. Fantastic. But he's a long-term investment. You do not... This is what the fear was. It was like... You put him in hurt, it's like, well, what if he tears an ACL? And lo and behold, torn. It's like...
Yeah, reconstruction surgery, now he's going to have to adjust his game. Do they now abandon the read option?
It's a tough call to make. I mean, considering still, I'm sure, you know, when he comes back. I mean, God, you know, nobody knows how effective he's going to be. He might still be as fast when he comes back. We don't know. He's still young, you know, so he can still heal. He'll heal pretty quick, I'm sure. But you don't want to say to discard what's been working or what works, but eventually, yeah, I would say, yeah, I would like to see him play like I would like with Cam Newton, to play in a more just a conventional offense. I would like to see that, but you know, I don't know.
Right, it's worked, but clearly with the injury like this, he's going to have to adjust. To and he can't run as much. He may not be able to run as much anymore.
You can't Michael Vick it, brother. You cannot do that.
No, it doesn't work. And, he's been a solid pocket passer.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, this was everybody's fear that if you run a guy that much, especially a quarterback, some point something like this would happen, and unfortunately it did. And now all the experts can say, pat themselves on the back, and like, see, I told you.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel bad for the guy. You like to see quarterbacks who have that dual threat and can run. But, you know, you have that, you know, stigma where they run too much and they take too much of a pounding. And that's why you have a lot of guys who prefer to have, you know, a guy who can scramble, but more so will use his scrambling ability to create more time for himself to throw the ball, as opposed to just, all right, nobody open, I'm just running.
Yeah, and it's good that they have having Kirk Cousins there,
yeah,
who's a rookie, and played well. He didn't get any chance to play much in the
wild. He won against Baltimore. He got them. He helped them get to the playoffs.
Right. So, and you know, going into the draft now, clearly this really kind of changes their draft prospects.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to have to do something to help RG3.
Help that defense.
Mm-hmm.
And help that old line. So.
But yeah, we wish speedy recovery, but don't rush at all.
Definitely do not rush. Come back when you are healthy.
Did you hear that, Shanahan? Don't rush. Got Alfre Morris.
Let the doctors figure it out.
Kirk Cousins seems to be all right. Work with him. And, you know, you're a good offensive mind. You can figure something out.
Exactly.
And as always, if you want to contact the show or you have any topics you want us to discuss, you can always email the show, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. You can call a happy hour, 323-455-4219. Or you can follow us on Twitter, @brotherslayman.
Just want to thank y'all for listening to us for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour with your hosts, Chris and Jonathan. We're beginning to see you strong, and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy.
Holla.